Paper Cuts by Kim Rickord, read by Anna Clements. Click, clack, click, clack, clack, click. Fingers on the keys don't miss a trick. The computer breathed white light over her face in the dark. Night was the best time to write, locked into silence in the black box of her bedroom. A cigarette hung twitching from her lips. They were Richard's brand. Clara lay back on her bed and took out the razor she kept in her pocket. The blade sliced silver through her skin, first sharp, then scarlet. In blackness she bled, gently, where no one could see, not even she. Only last week, on her 17th birthday, had she cut herself for the first time. The envelope of her skin opened, her body spelling secrets in red. Saturday morning metamorphosis. Become the person you've been hiding away all week. Black your eyes, red your lips, put your own mask on. Clara stood smoking in front of the library, shivering in the embrace of an aged black fur coat. An east and west wing flew from a central tower, the mouth of the entrance muttering with shuffling footsteps and bookstamp stomps. Taking a last fag drag, Clara let the lipsticked stub kiss the pavement. She walked to the door and was eaten by it. Paper Cuts, by Alexander Mann, was in the west wing, 7th floor, stack 20. Floor 7 was just a narrow corridor with bookshelves that disappeared into the dark. She found shelf 20 and turned the timer on the side to illuminate it for 30 minutes. Click. It was there. Clara took it, remembering that Richard's fingers had touched these pages. He had told her to come here to read it.
"How does it feel when you write?" he'd asked.
"Like a secret."
"Then the books that feel like secrets are the ones you should read."
"Tell me a secret, then."
"Well, having read the first chapters of your novel, I would recommend something that was always my secret. I think I'm the only person to have ever read or touched it."
He'd smiled, a crack, and scrawled the title on a scrap. Sitting on the floor, she opened the first page. The book gave a sudden ecstatic crackle, an electric kiss to her fingertips. Surprised, but smiling, she began to read. It was a story told using the words you keep hidden beneath your tongue. The first word was cunt, the opening chapter detailing a man slipping his lips over his wife until she came. It was about a couple fucking and murdering their way across Europe in the 1930s and was as dark and beautiful as blood on snow. The woman wore a flapper bob and strings of rubies round her throat. Her husband had the same name as the author and was also a writer and a magician. The wife lured a governess home, plied her with opium, and tied her up. Using red thread, she embroidered a sentence around her throat, as though it were a necklace. When her husband Alexander came home, he ran his fingers over it and said, "That is the most beautiful sentence ever written." As Clara read, she felt the discomfort of the scab on her wrist, disguised with a piece of red satin ribbon. During the French Revolution, there had been a fashion for wearing red ribbons around one's neck, in mimicry of the guillotine's slice. She liked that. A third of the way into the story, the light clicked, and her vision snapped black. Pressing her own spine against those of the books, she touched herself. Her tongue slicked her lips wet, her throat seized, and her voice wrote, "Richard," on the silent page of the dark. With a pen, she wrote these words on a slip of paper. "I need to feel your breath on my cunt." Putting it inside the book, she closed the cover. The front door spat her back out into the waiting arms of her boyfriend, Josh. The teenagers sat kissing and getting stoned by the river until the light faded and they couldn't see the other's face. Then they kissed some more. On Monday, an idea occurred. With a needle and red thread, she embroidered words over her underwear, the kind you keep hidden beneath your tongue. She dreamed of Richard reading them.
On Wednesday, she saw Richard in the corridor at school, laughing with Miss Parker, who was wearing a dress so tight she resembled a boa constrictor digesting its lunch. Richard, Mr. Sirin, was Clara's English teacher, the kind you call by their first name and smoke with in the parking lot. He was a 6'2", three-piece suit of casual cigarette burns and gin stains. Perfection. Clara stared at him. He kept talking to Miss Parker. On Thursday night, Josh took her back to the side of the river. He put his hands inside her bra, and she felt every tiny hair on her body stand up, straight as needles. Clara realized he couldn't see the words she'd embroidered for Richard there. They remained secret. On Friday, Richard handed her essay back with a plus next to the A. She waited after the lesson, but he simply left the room. Saturday morning, metamorphosis. She stood before the mirror holding a pair of scissors and began to cut her hair. Slashing a blunt fringe and a jaw-length flapper bob, she turned her face geometric, her scarlet lips curving in a U. Each eye was an X. Richard was her drug, and he had turned her eyes hollow. In the library, the book lay splayed on the floor as though it had been reading itself. She knelt and checked for her note. Gone. Trembling, she found where she'd stopped the week previously and began to read. Alexander took a lover. His wife killed her, cut off her hands and made them into gloves. She ran her fingers over his body and said, "This is her skin, but it is my touch." In return, he carved his initials over her heart. Then, two-thirds of the way in, a note flew from the pages, landing in her hand like a butterfly. The typed words said, "Touch yourself. When you come, that second will belong to me." She came, let her second be erased, and was glad it was gone. In return, she wrote, "Your name is a scar on my heart." Getting up shakily, she looked outside from the window. Josh stared back up. Josh's parents' house was a tall Victorian gentleman, wearing pince-nez skylights. His attic bedroom looked through them. He left her there while he got beer. Looking under the bed, she discovered a box filled with objects, like bottle tops and ticket stubs. They were all things she'd once touched. On his computer, she found photos of herself taken from below her bedroom window. Had Josh left the note? He'd clearly been following her. He brought the beer and proceeded to sing a song he had written for her on his guitar. Clara stayed in bed all week, feigning sickness. On Friday, she summoned the courage to go in. Richard was leaning against the wall outside the English department, talking to Miss Parker. Seeing Clara, he mouthed, "I'll catch up with you," to the boa constrictor.
"You ill?"
"Didn't see you in class."
"Yes, ill."
"I like the hair."
She touched her fringe, and he noticed the red ribbon around her wrist. Feeling in his pocket, he flicked two cigarettes into his mouth from the packet. Lighting them both, he passed one to her. His fingers grazed hers. They were so blackened from marking essays that the tips seemed bloody with ink. Dragging on the cigarette, she tasted the ghost of his lips.
"I need to know, what is the most beautiful sentence ever written?"
He smiled.
"Different for everyone, I guess. For me, it has a heartbeat, a rhythm that feels like it's always been written inside you."
Richard made his mouth into a zero, and a ring of shuddering silver smoke floated into the air. Clara put her finger through it, and was married. It dissipated, killed by her touch. He looked away, dropped the butt onto the floor, and left. Clara felt sick. Picking up the stub, she pocketed it. That night, she put it between her lips and touched herself, dropping it onto her chest when she came. Saturday morning metamorphosis. She looked into the mirror. The real Clara looked back. She turned the timer on, illuminating the book on the shelf. Tearing through the pages, she searched for a note. Hers was gone. Nothing was in its place. A tear cracked her face. Clara began to read again.
The couple found a 17-year-old boy and cut him into pieces with a set of silverware given to them by his mother. They made him into a roast and fed him to his parents, dripping his blood into their champagne to make it pink. After the party, they fucked on the floor. Kissing, they bit off the end of each other's tongue and ate it. The light timer ticked down. The final words of the book were gripped by speech marks. "Clara, it is your name, which is scarred on my heart." The light bulb detonated. She dropped the book. It opened onto the floor. Every page began to turn. Behind her, the novels on the shelves began to expand and contract like lungs. The book on the floor gasped for air, the pages breathing her name. Its paper began to fold, first creating an origami face, then a hand which dragged itself across the floor. A man broke free from the binding, cracking his spine as he went. Clara stood, pressing herself against the stacks, her heart punching her ears. The man's face was a shifting page of words. The pupils of his eyes formed entirely from the letters K-L-A-R-A. He put his hand to her neck, slashing 5 paper cuts there. Putting her hand on his chest to push him away, she suddenly flinched. The letters K-R were inscribed there. His kiss, like a letter, written in secret and never sent, whispering in her mouth. It cut her tongue to shreds. He fucked her against the book stacks, her lungs in time with the breathing volumes behind her. "Oh God, I'm going to..." Black. She let her lips part, the orgasm subsiding. Slowly, she opened her eyes. "Richard?" He had blood all over his mouth. Putting her fingers to her own, she felt blood streaming there. Across his chest, she saw her initials carved. They were in an oak-panelled dining room, the remnants of a meal around them, a set of silverware shimmered sharp on the table. And she realized she had fallen into fiction. Richard looked at the book on the floor. He had seen it all, playing spy from a crack between 2 hardbacks. It was hypnotic. Watching her with the version of himself he had created, the Richard of the page, Alexander, for that was Richard's real name, had written the book some years before, pouring his desperate cravings into it, creating the perfect woman. In Clara, he had finally found her. The book itself was a grimoire, inherently magical. Each word her eyes had eaten had drugged her until she was his. She would never grow old now, locked into the second she had given up to him forever. She remained the perfect fantasy. He picked up the novel, gently stroking the cover. Finding Clara's name on the last page, he kissed it. He found Josh smoking on the steps outside. "Is Clara in there? We were supposed to meet."
"Didn't see her, sorry."
"Shit." Josh slumped, dejected. "I just don't get her." Alexander watched the smoke curling from between Josh's lips and thought how it would feel to take him to bed with Clara, then dismember him and suck the meat from his fingers.
"If you really want to know what she needs, there's a book you could read."